Hi, it's Haley from the newest Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Oak Creek. Come see me today. Haircuts are just $20. Lady Jane's, Oak Creek on Howell Ave, just south of Puth Road. Walk in anytime, 7 days a week, even Sundays. Lady Jane's, it's wicked awesome.
For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6. It's Scalzo and Brust.
Live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All Studios at the Avenue.
It's a party, baby.
This is Scalzo and Brust. Woo! Presented by Michelob Ultra.
It's a party, baby.
On 94.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
It's a party, baby. Woo! It's a party, baby.
Presented by Michelob Ultra as the Milwaukee Bucks get ready for Game 4 tonight in Miami, down 2-1 after a disappointing Saturday night loss in Miami. Of course, Michelob Ultra, the official beer of the Milwaukee Bucks. Ben Brust, Greg Scalzo, Josh DiMaggio running the show. You, the Scalzo and Brust family, calling, texting 800-990-ESPN, 800-990-3776. We're going to keep the phone lines open the entire show today. Not a single segment will we close the phone lines because we want to hear from you, the Scalzo and Brust family, because finally, the news we've all been waiting for finally is here. Giannis Antetokounmpo is playing in Game 4 tonight. Let's go, Yanni.
I mean, it is a pivotal game, down 2-1 on the road.
Down 2-1 on the road. Giannis going to be making his return. Obviously, if they lose this one, it's 3-1. And then all of a sudden, you got to win out. You don't want to put yourself in that position if you are the Milwaukee Bucks. Of course, the Brewers got a home game tonight as well. All right. The Aaron Rodgers trade happened. It's here. And I hate to say it, but it's so anticlimactic, I'm a little disappointed.
What do you mean by that? Did you want it closer to the draft?
I don't understand what's happening right now. Like, tell me what the heck is happening right now that we end up waiting 40 days from hearing that the intention from Aaron Rodgers was to play with the Jets, and until we get to a point where we understand what the trade actually is.
So, it's funny. Josh DiMaggio and I had a conversation earlier, and I think, Joshy, correct me if I'm wrong, it ties into a little bit of what we were saying. It was, like, what's better for the Packers and the Jets if this gets done closer to the draft or now? And I was saying now because you want to know what you're heading into. The last thing that you want to do is, if you're heading into Friday after Thursday's 13th and 15th picks, is be like, all right, let's figure this deal out and then fire drill. We got all these second round picks that, you know, we got to pick now. I think by getting it done now, The approach that you have for both teams heading into the draft is a little bit more clear. The vision is more clear. I know we haven't given the details yet, and I'll let you do that, but with the pick swap in the first round, the Packers and Jets did, the Jets still now have a first round pick. How do they use that?
So the Jets receive Aaron Rodgers. They get the 15th pick, a 2023 fifth round pick, and the Packers in return get that 13th pick. So basically a pick swap on their first round picks this year. The number 42 overall pick in the draft goes to the Packers. So that second round pick, the many expected to go back to Green Bay. A sixth round pick in the 2023 draft, and a conditional 2024 pick that is a second round pick that becomes a first round pick if Rodgers plays 65% of the play. So, provided Aaron Rodgers stays healthy in 2023, the Packers in return will get a pick swap, a 2023 second round pick, and a 2024 first round pick. So, pretty much exactly what everybody expected. Sure, there's a swap as well, where the fifth round pick for a sixth round pick. And actually, those two swaps probably don't even out, because moving up two picks in the first round, I think, is better than moving up 40 or 37 picks, between the fifth and the sixth round. But overall, the main pieces of this is you get a 2 in 2023 and a 1 in 2024, provided Aaron Rodgers stays healthy. 800-990-ESPN, 800-990-3776. Is it enough? Is it enough for the four-time MVP, two MVPs in the last 3 years, one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever live, in Aaron Rodgers? That's what we want to know from you, the Scalzo and Bruss family.
It feels like enough if I'm Goot, right? And to me, we've talked about how the success of Aaron Rodgers on the Jets will ultimately come back to how successful this trade was for Goody. Now, he has an opportunity, right? If Jordan Love is good, it obviously, that's going to help his cause as well. But
that's the only thing that matters.
That's an unknown. But now he's got 13, 42, and 45 along with that. So if he's got this window of Mark Murphy's 2 years as the president before he retires, and he has Jordan Love as quarterback, and has three picks in the first 45 of this draft, That's back-to-back drafts with three picks, two in the first round and Christian Watson last year, and now three in the first 45 here. So the last 2 years plus Jordan Love, with only three players left on this roster that Ted Thompson was involved with, I mean, this is Goody's team now. This is Jordan Love and Goody's team. So what we see the next 2 years is his job or not.
Yeah, but yes. I mean, to me, I think you're making it bigger than that. This is all about how good Jordan Love is. Like, and I get that we want to bring other aspects into the conversation. This is a win if Jordan Love is great, and it's a loss if Jordan Love isn't great. Like, that's the entire thing. I think that we all got caught up, and a lot of debate between the Packers fans and Jets fans and the arguing and the reporting, and now every reporter in the world's going to take a victory lap because at one point they all said everything, and now whoever, they're like, hey, remember I said this?
The leverage off. The Packers had it more.
Yeah, I guess, but it kind of arrives right at where everyone expected it to be, in the sense that people thought, oh, the Packers should get three first-round picks. Well, they got a conditional first-round pick if Aaron Rodgers stays healthy throughout this year. But I think that we have to remember, a year ago, this Packers team had Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams coming off of an MVP year and coming off of 39 wins within three seasons. You have one down, and then from that point to this year, now you're going at it with Jordan Love and Christian Watson, and sure, you have Quay Walker and Devontae Wyatt, and you get 13, 42, and 45 this year, but they're going to have to make some moves quick. Like, they're going to have to get good quick, because this is not a full-on rebuild. This is a plug-and-play. How good is Jordan Love going to be in year one? How good is he going to be in year two? And if he's great, then this is going to look awesome. And if he's not, then this is going to look horrible for Goody and for the Green Bay Packers.
I mean, they still have Aaron Jones, one of the most versatile running backs in the NFL. They still have A.J. Dillon, and they still have a pretty good offensive line. And so, like you said, like, how are they going to be able to fill out the rest of the offensive roster? And a lot of people are going to look to the draft picks and say, well, here comes a tight end, here comes a wide receiver, and it'll be interesting to see how they use those. But I'll say it. Who says Goody doesn't use some of this capital to potentially take a quarterback and make his longevity of his career even longer, and not just tying it to Jordan Love? Because who's the backup right now? Nobody. I mean, it's essentially nobody. It's what's his name? Danny Etling or whatever. Exactly. Can't even say his name. I wouldn't be shocked. I'm just throwing it out there. I would not be shocked if somehow the Packers do something a little bit out of the ordinary from what everyone's expecting them to do.
800-990-ESPN, 800-990-3776, the number to get into the show. Is it enough when you talk about a 2 and a conditional first-round pick for Aaron Rodgers? When you boil it down, yes, there was a pick swap. Let's give a round of applause to Tauscher. Nobody more right than Mark Tauscher in this entire thing.
What's that, Josh?
What's wrong, Joshy?
I'm just not looking forward to him bragging for the next month about it.
Loves this pick swap.
Oh, gosh.
Loves this pick swap.
It's unbelievable.
Oh, he already tweeted, a win-win for everybody?
I think it's a win-win. I think the Packers were very lucky that the Jets are the Jets, and that Woody Johnson clearly was not willing to play chicken any longer. And I understand it from the Jets standpoint too. In the same way that for the Packers, it's silly to squabble over these picks. The Jets aren't going to win or lose a Super Bowl based on a 2024 draft pick. Whether it's a first or a second or a third, they're not going to win or lose there, just like the Packers aren't. Like, it's going to come down to how great Aaron Rodgers is with this iteration of the Jets and how great Jordan Love is in his career. Aaron Rodgers, by the way, will be wearing number 8 for the New York Jets, despite the fact that Joe Namath offered him number 12. But ultimately he is going to wear number 8 as a guy who, respects history. He wore number 8 in college at Cal, there as well. The other report from, Shefty is that Rodgers ultimately with the Jets expected to be in up to 6 primetime games, for the New York Jets and the biggest star in the NFL, whether you want to admit it or not, Aaron Rodgers.
That's half of the 65% that it's going to take to get the Packers a conditional first.
There you go. 800-990-ESPN, 800-990-3776. Let's go to Lewis on the north side. Lewis, welcome to Scalzo and Bruss. Did the Packers get enough with a second-round pick and a conditional 2024 draft pick that could turn into a first, plus the famous Tauschie pick swap?
No. Bottom line is, if we didn't get number 13 pick in this year's draft, the Packers got hosed. So we got hosed. You got to understand, I don't know what's going on with this general manager, but like, I've called this station before. I cannot be this bad at my job and keep it. we're the two-time MVP, and we got, hey, give me the number 100th pick, and I'll take the number 47th pick. You're talking about one of the best quarterbacks ever. The Jets, so you said, didn't you just say they got a whole bunch of primetime games?
Jets will have up to 6 primetime games this year, correct.
And I guarantee you the Packers will play at noon on Sunday at least 9 times next year.
Ooh, Mark Murphy's biggest fear.
No, nobody wants to see this team. We went from potentially last year when the schedule started to me and my brother saying, man, we might could make the Super Bowl. You know what this year we're going to do? How many games are we going to lose?
Us 17 Adams. Games. What do you got them?
Yeah, we might, out of 17, we might win 4.
Wow.
Maybe thank you for the call.
Joshua's
a quick cook.
He's on for 90 seconds.
All right, that's quick 90.
Anytime there's a long
that's
pause.
That's what she said. You missed it right there, Joshy.
Joshy's all intense, baby.
Yeah, no, he's got a lot going on back there. You got line one going. 800-990-ESPN, 800-990-3776. I mean, you set him up
90
perfectly
seconds.
For that one. Perfectly.
Remember when 90 seconds with Ben Brust used to be a segment?
Was it?
Remember I used to interview people for 90 seconds? It was horrible.
I genuinely don't remember that.
That's how good it was.
It must have been that bad. Let's compare this to last year's pick, right? Last year's big trade that happened. If you go back to last offseason, the Seahawks ended up trading Russell Wilson in a 4th round pick for Drew Lock, Shelby Harris, Noah Fant, and 2 first round picks, a second round pick, 2 second round picks, and a 5th round pick. So ultimately, if you were to add those players up to what many would assume to be a first round value, you're talking about 3 firsts, 2 seconds for Russell Wilson.
And to be fair, for a little context, a guy in which you're probably going to have for a much longer time than Aaron Rodgers, despite how poorly Russell Wilson played, that played a factor into the compensation, in which a lot of criticism from Packer fans was, well, if this is going to happen now, why didn't we trade Rodgers when the value was higher, when we could have got the Russell Wilson haul? But when you look at this haul for knowing that Aaron Rodgers is going to take the Jets likely through the offseason scenario in which he's going to contemplate retirement and maybe not be able to commit beyond this year, I think the Packers did pretty well. I understand everyone's going to want more, and he was a 2-time MVP, but you have to take in the context of where Aaron Rodgers is at in age and when he's talked about the word retirement for 3 years.
800-990-ESPN, 800-990-3776. Let's go to Chris in Brookfield. Chris, welcome to Scalzo and Bruss. We're presented by Michelob Ultra. What do you got?
I'm so happy he's gone. I'll take what they gave us, and I'm tired of all this MVP talk. Who cares? What did they do for us in the playoffs? He decided to throw three crap passes to DA when he had Lazard and Tanyan open on second and third down. Decided to throw an underthrown ball against the San Francisco game when he needed 5 yards for first down to tie the game with a field goal. And he underthrows it to DA for interception to end the game. And without DA, he doesn't get the last two MVPs. His decision-making is poor. He's the ball terrible the last couple years. Not just last year, but the last several years. I'm glad he's gone. I'm glad the prima donna went to the Jets. Let the Jets have him. And I'll guarantee you, the Jets still aren't going to make the playoffs because he doesn't know how to make a first down. He'll throw the ball 30 yards downfield instead of throwing the 70 yards that he needs to get the first down like Brady was. I'm glad he's gone.
Thank you, Christy Brookfield. I am in awe at how happy people are that Aaron Rodgers is traded for a second-round pick and a conditional two that can turn into a one. Like, we're talking about a guy last year who would have commanded three first-round picks. Like, that. We're talking about a team that a year ago had Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams coming off of all pro years as best quarterback and best wide receiver, having just won 13 games, three straight seasons, and secured the number one seed in the NFC in back-to-back years. We're talking about a team in Titletown that anticipates winning a championship and having championship expectations. And here we are on the precipice of them literally saying, you know what? We're hitting the reset button. We're flushing the toilet. We got rid of Devontae Adams. We got rid of Aaron Rodgers, and now you're looking down the barrel at what could be a 500 year as a success. And again, the trade to me, you can't declare a win until you know what Jordan Love is. And I think that he's going to have all the right things not on the field. I have no idea what he's going to do on the field. I'm rooting for him. I hope he's great. But anything short of great, people are going to look back at this trade in history and be like, what the heck were they doing?
Was that Christopher in Brookfield?
Christoph?
Christoph was talking about how, you know, happy he is, and you could hear the jubilation in his voice. The thing that I continue to go back to is, okay, you're upset about how this playoff run's ended. What happens when the Packers don't make the playoffs three straight years? It's a possibility. Like, these were scenarios that weren't possibilities, unless Aaron Rodgers got hurt, right? Or is the end of the Mike McCarthy era. If the Packers don't make the playoffs the next 3 years, is he echoing the same sentiment of, oh, he can't throw, he stinks, he only, I don't care about MVPs, this, that, and the other thing. Again, be careful what you wish for. I'm okay. Like, if somebody wants to call and say, look, I'm happy we moved on from Aaron Rodgers because that's the direction that we've been given as Packer fans. That's the way Goody is going to move us forward. But by simply just saying, I'm happy he's gone because he stinks, like, what are we doing here? Like, it's not that easy without a good quarterback. And I want Jordan Love to be good, but part of me is just like, we don't know yet.
800-990-ESPN, 800-990-3776. Is it enough? The Packers get a pick swap in the first round. They move up two picks. They get a second round pick, number 42 overall in this year's draft, and a second round pick in next year's draft that could turn into a one if Aaron Rodgers plays 65% of the snaps. Is it enough? 800-990-ESPN. If you're on the line, stay right there. We'll get to you next. If you're not, give us a call. It is Scalzo and Russ, presented by Michelob Ultra.
Breaking Packers news on 94.5 ESPN. Aaron Rodgers has been traded to the New York Jets. For all the latest on Aaron Rodgers, keep it locked right here, 94.5 ESPN.
Yeah, I think where our team is at, obviously Aaron's up there in age and has, however many years he has. I think he's got some really good football left in him. But I think for us, it was just as we got through the offseason and started talking about where we wanted to go, this made a little bit of sense for us. We wanted to get his input, like I've told you guys in the past, and would have loved to have that and kind of see where he sat with that. That didn't happen. That was a little bit unfortunate and disappointing for me. But at the same time, I just think, as we move forward, we're really excited where Jordan can go. He needs to play.
That is Packers general manager Brian Gutekunst talking about the trade that just occurred between the Packers and New York Jets. That's right. It finally happened. Not only is Giannis going to be playing tonight in game 4, barring any setback, as we have Bucks Heat. You okay back there, Joshy?
Yeah, the system's just not working like it should.
Come on, system. Get it together, system.
System.
It's a big day right now. Packers end up trading Aaron Rodgers for a pick swap in the first round. So they get the Jets 13. The Jets get their 15. The number 42 overall pick in 2023, as well as a conditional pick that starts as a second in 2024 and could go to a first if Aaron Rodgers plays 65% of the snaps. So we want to know from you, 800-990-ESPN, 800-990-3776. What do you think? Is it enough? How do the Packers do? We'll start with Ron in the key. Ron, welcome to Scouts and Brust, presented by Michelob Ultra. What do you got?
First of all, Gregory, pat on the back to you for acknowledging that I was right, that the owner was going to hurt the Jets in this negotiation because it was going to lead to impatience.
Oh, definitely.
And then as far as, you know, did they get enough? Like, once you were in the 2009 housing market bubble, then you had to negotiate for whatever the best price you could get for your house was at that time. It's easy to go, well, if I would have sold in 2007, I could have gotten this. Yes, in hindsight, they should have traded him last year. You couldn't do anything about hindsight after this season. So then, that in mind, yeah, they got good value for him.
All right. The pragmatist as we know him. Thank you, Ron and the King.
I mean, I think it's okay to, like, criticize a front office whose job it is to, like, look ahead and see where the franchise wants to go and is going to go. And, it's okay to criticize that he missed that window, but also have the perspective of, okay, he got what he got now. But I think you could be critical of, like, hey, we got this. We could have gotten this for Aaron Rodgers when we really weren't all in. I just think it's funny the way that Goody in his press conference says, we didn't get his input. I was disappointed in that. Like, just like I kind of love it. If I'm gonna be honest, I kind of want Goody to hold a grudge. Like, he's representing that G. He knows his paycheck's got that G on it, and he is repping that G.
And
as Aaron Rodgers' number one supporter, you may not like that.
No. Look, I understand it. I think it comes from a place of his own failure. Like, you have to have a vision for your franchise. And I think if you knew what you wanted to do, but you weren't willing to do it yourself, and you were sitting there hoping that Aaron Rodgers was going to retire.
The system.
And you were sitting there hoping Aaron Rodgers was going to retire, and then you end up putting your franchise in this position at this point in the offseason. Like, yeah, you're going to go back in time and blame it on, well, I was waiting for Aaron's input, where it's like, dude, you knew you wanted to move on. You just were too chicken, you know what, to actually do it yourself. And you wanted to win everything. You wanted to win this PR battle that they ultimately have won, because people are saying, oh, I'm so excited. We finally got rid of the greatest quarterback we may have ever had, because he's annoying and apparently he didn't get back to Goody, as opposed to Goody had just started this offseason saying, you know what, it's time. We're moving on to Jordan Love. Everybody line up and let's go to the highest bidder. Let's go to Nate in Madison. Nate, welcome to Scouts and Russ, presented by Michelob Ultra. Aaron Rodgers traded. Did the Packers get enough? How did they do?
Absolutely. This was a fair deal. I mean, let's wait a little bit. Today is the best sports day in Wisconsin since Bucks in 6. I am to the moon over having Rodgers be traded. Got good value for it. We can move on now. I mean, to, you know, Ron McKee's point, would have been great to have done it when the Russell Wilson time was there. That was clearly the plan, and, you know, they kind of second-guessed themselves.
Just real quick, Nate, how has your life gotten significantly better without Aaron Rodgers as the quarterback? Like, what is it about him that's just bothering you so much?
It's the complicated fellow piece, the COVID piece. I can enjoy rooting for the Packers. I can enjoy listening to your show again. It's been hard this summer. Like, the Rodgers, you know, I'm of an age where Brett Favre was my favorite character, my favorite player. I loved him. I took him leaving and, you know, retiring the first time real hard. And, you know, I kind of stepped away from the Packers with a Brett Favre fan. Obviously, he's not a real great person. Some pretty nasty stuff came out there. That was hard to watch, you know, my hero fall. And then getting to relive that with Rodgers. I was Team Rodgers going up to whatever day that was where we found out that he was immunized and not vaccinated, but he's really off the deep end.
So let me ask you this. I know you said, like, knowing what we know now, who do you feel like is a worse person, Aaron Rodgers or Brett Favre?
It's so hard. I currently hate Aaron more than Brett, but I think Brett's probably a worse person.
Thank you for the call. Thank you, Nate Madison. I actually thought that was a great answer to that question.
The best sports day since Bucks in six. Trading away an NFL Hall of Famer is this person, Nate Madison's best day since the Bucks won the world freaking championship. That's some backwards world stuff right there.
800-990-ESPN. Let's go to Michael in Kiel. Michael, welcome to Scalzo and Bros, presented by Michelob Ultra. What do you got?
How's it going? I think we got enough just because I'm not sure what more you can ask for at this point. But throughout this whole thing, I've never heard so many clown takes in my life. I'm going to leave this last guy alone. But a couple of guys before that, he said Rodgers makes bad decisions, as if we didn't just get used to a guy throwing six picks average.
He famously has the greatest touchdown to interception ratio in NFL history. Yes, continue, exactly. Michael.
Exactly. The one silver lining, if we do end up struggling, is maybe we can unload some of these bandwagon fans we picked up.
All right, so there's a silver lining there for Michael and Kiel.
I guess if the Packers aren't as good as they have been, you know, they'll find out who's got the true green and gold bleeding in them.
800-990-ESPN, 800-990-3776. Let's go to Doug in Kenosha. Doug, welcome to Scalzo and Bros, presented by the world's greatest Michelob Ultra.
Thank you. I hate to see the greatest quarterback ever leave Green Bay, but I am pretty excited to see Jordan Love because I think he's going to be okay. And I also want to start hearing about other players on the team. You know, I mean, Rodgers obviously was all of media. Everything is Rodgers. I want to know some other guys now.
Who do you want to hear about, Doug, in Kenosha?
And I don't know. I just would like to see somebody just really step up besides a wide receiver. So I don't know. Anybody. I want it to be more of a team-oriented. I don't want it to be the Jordan Love show. I want Jordan Love to be great. I mean, the Bears won it with Jim McMahon, so.
Yeah, there's not too many of those examples, but I appreciate it, Doug and Kenosha. I understand the sentiment. I do feel like Aaron Rodgers gone now opens up a lot more attention to Josiah the Messiah DeGuara, one of the great players in all of the NFL, when you look at all the little things he does on the field to help his team.
Good values him so much, I don't think we're going to see a tight end taken at all in the draft.
800-990-ESPN, 800-990-3776. Aaron Rodgers traded pick swap in round one to make Tausche happy. They also get a second in this year's draft, the 42nd overall pick. So now the Packers will have 13, 42, and 45 in the first 2 days, or first two rounds, excuse me, of the NFL draft, plus a conditional pick that starts as a second in next year's draft in the 2024 NFL draft. It turns into a first if Aaron Rodgers plays 65% of the snaps this season for the New York Jets, which seems very likely if he stays healthy, unless he gets beat out by Zach Wilson in training camp. Who knows? Jake in Milwaukee, welcome to Scalzo and Bros, presented by Michelob Ultra. What do you got?
I think it's not a bad trade, but it's not a great trade. I think it's in the middle. They got some good trade weapons, but even though Aaron Rodgers is leaving the NFC to go to the AFC, he will still be the owner of the Chicago Bears, whether they like it or not.
I like that. Still the owner of the Bears. Wonder what's going to happen in his ownership stake to the Milwaukee Bucks. My guess is he'll keep it.
He'll absolutely keep it. Again, we've heard from Aaron Rodgers.
Nobody bleeds green and gold as much as Aaron.
Nobody cares about the fans. No one can take that away. And you can't take away the 18 years that he's been here. He's invested in the community and as well as the city of Milwaukee with the Milwaukee Bucks. I think he's keeping it.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, also,
and I'm glad we mentioned that. Like, I do think that the crapping on Rodgers is shocking, given, again, that this guy won four MVPs, grew up in Green Bay, went to the team, followed Favre, handled that situation as perfectly and as maturely as you possibly could. Say what you want about who he is now, and maybe you don't like the COVID stuff, but, like, you look at how he handled that as a young quarterback trying to prove himself in the league, how he won with his teammates, how he grinded through injury time after time after time for years on on this on these radio airwaves. I heard from Packers fans. You don't know how much he's playing hurt. You don't know how hurt he is during these playoff runs, culminating in the last season where he had the easiest out of all time to sit out, and he decided to stand in the foxhole with his band of brothers and bleed green and gold on the field with them while he's playing with four fingers, no thumb, and broken ribs on the field. And now he goes to the Jets, and he shows his class once again. He doesn't take number 12 from Joe Namath when it's offered to him. He respects that franchise. He respects greatness. He respects history, as he's done throughout his career in Green Bay, and ultimately goes ahead and says, hey, look, I'm going to take number 8 for the New York Jets. I'm going to respect Joe Namath. I'm going to respect the NFL. And that's the kind of man that Aaron Rodgers is. Let's go to Mark in New Berlin. We know what kind of man he is.
I don't know.
Josh is upset. Josh is shaking his head right now. It's too much action.
Greg, I just got told to answer a phone. We usually do a thing with Mark in New Berlin here.
Yeah, we play the intro. I would have given you time. The official, unofficial clown of the Scalzo and Brust family, the one man who believed that this move should have happened 3 years ago, before back-to-back MVPs by Aaron Rodgers. It is Mark in New Berlin.
Oh, my God.
The legendary
Mark in New Berlin.
The train has left the station. Put in Jordan Love. Let's see what he can do. We know he can do a lot. I predict him to be better than Aaron Rodgers. I don't know if he'll be better, but he'll win more Super Bowls than Aaron Rodgers.
Well, Mark, you're an idiot.
Well, is he?
Mark in New Berlin! Today's the day you've been waiting for since Aaron Rodgers only had two MVPs. What do you got?
Oh, my God. Happy Monday! This is better than New Year's Eve. This is the best day of my life.
New Year's Eve
sucks.
Better
than when I asked my wife. New Year's Eve. This is better than New Year's Eve, Benny. Benny, this is better than that. 10 times I asked my wife to marry me. And on the 11th, she said, yes, this is even better than that. I mean, the Ferrari's in the garage. The Ferrari's getting tuned up. Open the doors and let it out. And all these Mark and New Berlin haters, everybody's on the Mark and New Berlin train. Every call today, except maybe one. No, not even one. To get rid of that choker. I would have took him for a bag of chips. You know, get rid of him. You know, thank God. Don't you guys feel better that this is off your back? Isn't this like an old pesky girlfriend just sitting on your back and you wait? You hope she finds some other guy? You know, you pay some other guy to take her? Damn, this is how it feels today. This is great. This is just absolutely great.
Ron, what kind of breakups have you experienced in your life? What I call him,
Ron. You know how it is. You know how it is, Scalzo. You know, you got the girl hanging on you. You really don't like her. She's sort of fugly, you know. So, you know, you hope some guy just, you know, takes her. And then when she finds a guy and she breaks up with you, you act sad, but deep down you are so happy. That's how the fans of Green Bay are. We got rid of this loser, 13-year drought Super Bowl whiner. He is gone. No more. Let him stay in New York. You know, maybe he'll even host Saturday Night Live. You know?
Mark in New Berlin knows something about a 13-year-old drought. Congratulations, Mark. Today's the day you've been waiting for a very long time, and many of you have been waiting for. Apparently, the Packers get rid of maybe their greatest player in franchise history. He gets traded to the Jets. It actually happened. Aaron Rodgers, no longer a Green Bay Packer. Did they get enough? 800-990-ESPN, 800-990-3776. We'll get to you, the Scalzo and Brust family, next. We're presented by Michelob Ultra.
Breaking Packers news on 94.5 ESPN. The Packers are sending Aaron Rodgers to the New York Jets. Don't touch that dial. It's all Packers and Rodgers talk right here, 94.5 ESPN.
I think the last 5 or 6 days over the weekend and stuff, that there's been a lot of conversation that helped us get to this point. But again, there's still things that need to be done. It's not finalized, but we do expect it to be done here in the next couple days.
Brian Gutekunst, the general manager of the Green Bay Packers, finally got it done as he trades Maybe the greatest player in franchise history, Aaron Rodgers, to the Jets, but he gets a pick swap in return, so they move up two spots in the first round. He gets a second round pick, number 42 overall this year, meaning the Packers have 13, 42, and 45 coming up on Thursday and Friday night, respectively. They also get a second round pick next year in 2024 that will turn into a first round pick if Aaron Rodgers plays 65% of the snaps for the Jets next season.
11.05 games. And
if unless he gets injured.
Exactly. I just want 11.05 games. I did the math.
Why are you laughing, Josh?
I'm very, very proud of the math that I did there.
Why are you laughing, Joshy?
Ben knows how to use a calculator. And instead of just waiting until you finished your sentence...
It was like 3 seconds away from me finishing it,
I think you extended on purpose. So
you were edgy.
You knew I was ready to jump in.
Again, I'm just literally laying out what the trade is to give context as people get in their car, get like just are coming to the world. All they're thinking about is game four tonight in Miami, you know, which you could obviously listen to on 100.5 ESPN Madison, 620 WTMJ. Bucks down 2-1, Giannis back from injury. You know, there's a lot going on. And then they get in their car and they're like, wait, Rodgers got traded? What was the trade for?
Yeah, I could have maybe waited 3 more seconds.
That's what she said.
800-990-3776. We want to hear from you. What do you think of the trade? Is it enough? We'll start with Rick in Pewaukee. Rick, welcome to Scalzo and Bros. We are presented by Michelob Ultra. What do you got?
Guys, I think everybody's talking about, you know, what Jordan Love will do will determine whether this trade is good or not. I think it's as much that as it is, what does Goody get with the capital that he got for that? Is Goody going to pull a Jair Alexander situation, do you think, where he, if somebody really wants that 13th pick, he might parlay that into more draft choices and everything? I think we got to wait and see what happens when the dust all settles, and not even after the draft, but what happens a year or two down the road to see what he got out of it.
Yeah, thanks, Rick.
For the call, Rick.
Thank you for the call.
Just a little connection.
I get it, right? We're not going to know at all in terms of what happens here down the line, but it's also like, did the Packers win the Devontae pick?
I was just going to go to that, because if we want to play this game of what does 13, 42, 45 look like,
it's not going to bode well for
if we want to look back last year at something similar. Quay Walker, Devontae Wyatt, and Christian Watson?
Well, that's not even what they got, right?
No, it's not what they got from the trade, but I'm just saying, look at 3 picks from last year that the Packers had in a very similar, like, top 45 and below.
Sure.
And that's what you're showing forth in terms of what you're building towards. Now, those are, again, some positions may feel different, may make a bigger impact from a splash standpoint that might make fans a little bit happier, which I have a feeling fans are going to be thirsting for a wide receiver. But just looking at 3 picks as the success, I'm with you. I'd say it's either the success of Jordan Love or the success of Aaron Rodgers. Because if Aaron Rodgers is really successful, it's also going to look really stupid, even if Jordan Love's okay.
No, I disagree. I think if Jordan Love presents himself as the next in a line of great, great Packers quarterbacks, then it doesn't matter what happens with Rodgers.
Sure, because but that's hard to do.
I'm not saying it's not, but I'm saying that's okay. Like the guarantee. If you're great, if Jordan Love is great, the trade is great regardless. They could have gotten a fourth round pick because the same thing was said about Brett Favre.
And Aaron Rodgers turned out to be great.
And nobody looks back and is like, I can't believe they only got that for Brett Favre coming off of a season in which he had a renaissance year and went to the NFC Championship game.
We're on the same page. I just was more so, you're making it more clear that he's got to be great.
He's got at least like a franchise quarterback in order for this to be a successful trade. Let's go to Michael in Texas. Michael, welcome to Scalzo and Bros. We're presented by Michelob Ultra. What do you got?
Hey, guys. I got to say I'm pretty disappointed about this whole situation. I think that the whole upper management is a complete joke. When you go from Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers and you only get 2 championship rings out of it, I think they should have been gone a long time ago, in my opinion. It's a complete disgrace. And all these people that are celebrating that he's gone, we're not even probably going to even win 1 game this year. I wouldn't be surprised if we lose all 16 games this season. I think that's how bad we're going to be.
Thanks for the call.
I like it, Michael, from Texas. I think that's a fair amount of passion to have. Like, I don't think they go 0-17 this upcoming season. However, I am shocked at how people are acting like this is the greatest thing that possibly could have happened.
We heard this is the best sports day since Bucks and Six earlier today. I still can't get over that
one. Well, find a better day since that moment in Wisconsin sports. Can you name one? Because I can't.
Oh, come on, Joshy. Are you really saying this right now?
Has there been a
better day than trading away Aaron Rodgers?
He said since. Operative word.
Put it on the poll. Nate and Madison.
No. We're not putting this on the poll. It's a horrible poll.
It is not a great poll.
We could ask 10 better poll questions than that. 800-990-ESPN, 800-990-3776.
All right.
We'll go to Ron in Rome. Ron, welcome to Scouts and Bros, presented by Michelob Ultra. What do you got?
Yeah, hi. I guess I'm not a real Packers fan because I'm glad that Aaron got traded. But I do think a lot of it is Gunkin's fault. I think, he messed things up when he drafted Love without warning Rodgers. But then there's just a lot of passive aggressiveness going on both sides. But the reason I'm glad to see Aaron go is they did try to make it up to him by giving him this big contract, which was a mistake. What did he do? He doesn't come to practices when he had all new receivers. And then also the things nobody knows really how much over the years he hasn't listened to the coaches and how many times he opted out of calls that the coaches wanted him to do.
But like, hey, Ron, why do you care if he opted out of coaches' calls and like he ended up winning back to back MVPs? Like, maybe the coaches' calls would have meant that the team stunk and wasn't winning as many games as they were.
I'm talking about that. We were in the NFC Championship game. Defense plays good. They give him three interceptions, turnovers, or if I remember, if they were interceptions and fumbles. And then he just has three and outs and goes out. And we do a couple in a row and 2 years in a row, and then we lose.
Okay, but his coach also decided to kick a field goal at the end of a game, which is not the right call. Thank you for the call, Ron and Rome.
Yeah, maybe he decided to kick a field goal.
Thank you, Ron. 800-990-ESPN, 800-990-3776. The fact that everyone wants to blame Aaron Rodgers for everything and give him credit for nothing is shocking to me. Is people willing to burn down their own history? Yes! This is what you fought for so many years. We were hearing, 5 years ago, 4 years ago, that Aaron Rodgers is greatest quarterback of all time, better than Tom Brady. And now here it is of like, well, no credit for him getting the team to the NFC Championship game year after year. All blame because he didn't put up more than, I believe he put up over 30 points
over 30
against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers game, right? Because right after that game happened, what was all the conversation about? Kevin King. It was about Kevin King. It was about Kevin King getting burned by Scotty Miller at the end of the first half and that Packer defense not doing enough for him. And then all of a sudden, you fast forward a couple years later, and everybody's blaming Aaron for everything, and nobody's giving the man credit for being the best quarterback in the NFL, or close to, for the last four seasons. I'm not even going back 15 years.
I mean, I still am fascinated how much people hold a grudge over freaking off-season programming from this past season. If I'm coming off of two number one seeds, and the organization signs me to a deal and they roll out Sammy Watkins, Romeo Doubs, Christian Watson,
I would have just quit.
Right? Like, why would I show up? What am I going to do? I'm aging. I know I'm aging. I'm old. Give me some guys that can play. Of course we're going to be 8-9 playing for the playoffs.
800-990-ESPN, 800-990-3776. If you're on the line, stay right there. We will get to you. If you're not, give us a call. We'll keep the phone lines open. It is Scalzo and Bros presented by Michelob Ultra. Talking Aaron Rodgers, Trey.
Breaking Packers news on 94.5 ESPN. The Packers are trading their four-time MVP Aaron Rodgers to the New York Jets. For all the latest on Aaron Rodgers, keep it locked right here.
We'll see. I mean, we'll talk more, I'm sure, about it as we go through the weekend. But I think hopefully there's some finality for everybody in it.
Aaron Rodgers traded from the Packers to the Jets. That's right. It's finally happened. He gets traded a pick swap as the Packers goes from 15 to 13. They get number 42 overall in this year's draft, the second rounder, and a conditional that goes from a 2 to a 1 in the 2024 draft if Aaron Rodgers plays 65% of the snaps in New York. Now, we had somebody call in and say it was the greatest day since Bucks in six. Ryan in Phoenix says that's an unbelievably stupid comment. Why can't we be excited about love but also sad about the end of an era? Rodgers gave Green Bay 18 years of winning football. Meanwhile, Rob in Mucktown says MVPs mean nothing for the Packers, and if he's so great, he would have been fine with the young wide receivers. MVPs do mean something for the Packers because the last two times they've won the Super Bowl, they've had an MVP, and the time before that was the 1960s. So I feel like MVPs correlate pretty consistently with Super Bowl wins, but we got a lot of Scouts and Rest family members to get through. We want your reaction. 800-990-ESPN, 800-990-3776. Bruce and Madison. Bruce, thanks for hanging on. Welcome into Scouts and Rest, presented by Michelob Ultra. What do you got?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. Hope you're doing well.
You as well.
I think Mark was by far the funniest caller so far. I really did enjoy that. That was pretty hilarious. Bucks and six. Yeah. But I will say, if it's ifs and buts were candy and nuts, we can look back at this. I think they expected Aaron Rodgers to throw the entire team on his back, and he pretty much told them he would, and then didn't. I think he was a great player. I think he's still a great player. Thank him for all the wonderful times. But, and here's those ifs and buts, he didn't score any points the last few times in these playoff games. The defense held their end of the bargain. When we went back, when we played San Francisco, we got blown out. They ran for a record number of yards. They scored lots of points. We didn't win because of our defense. Then our defense came along, played well, and Aaron Rodgers couldn't score any points. He didn't like any of the receivers he had. Now, he also crippled the team, and the team crippled themselves by giving out a $160 million contract for 3 years. And not being able to bring in any other good players. They brought in some pretty good, I think, in my opinion, some pretty good lower-level free agents, but last year wasn't one of them. They brought in some tight ends and tried to bring in some guys. Jimmy Graham didn't play well for him, but he played well for other teams. So it's not as if they haven't tried, but they really expected Aaron Rodgers to keep his level of play where it was, and he simply didn't.
So thank you for the call. No, thank you, Bruce. That's great stuff. I don't agree with it entirely. I think there's strong narratives of just, hey, he stunk these last couple of years. Like, you look back, you said in 2019 that was the defense's fault. And then, so we're talking about 2 years worth of playoff games, and we're talking about three of them. He put up 32 points in a win over the Rams in 2020, then put up 26 points in a loss against the Buccaneers, 31-26 at Lambeau.
The Packers gave up 31 at home against the Bucs in that loss. Now, I know there was interceptions, three of them in the second half, but let's not act like they were world beaters.
And obviously, we could, yes, all blame Aaron Rodgers and the anemic offense for the 2021 playoff loss.
No arguments across the board.
I get it for 2021 playoffs. I just don't think he had an MVP season in the regular season of 2021, fell off during the playoffs, and just never recovered. Like, I just don't believe that to be the case. And yeah, throughout his history, you could probably go back and cherry pick different moments where it was on him or if it was on the team or the defense or whatever it is. I just think glossing over it in terms of like, well, he couldn't win once he got to the final four. It's a pretty high bar to have when talking about ridding your franchise of him, especially when you look at the franchise you trade him to who have never had a quarterback in their history as good as him.
Talk about a high bar. What about our guy Brucey talking about, like last year, Aaron was supposed to carry the team. Like, oh, sounds good. Aaron, you got this. Carry the team. You got it. Like, that's not fair at all. What are we doing?
Let's go to Alex in Milwaukee. Alex, welcome to Scalzo and Brust. We're presented by Michelob Ultra. What do you got?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. You know, it's real frustrating as a longtime Packer fan to hear everybody just say they're so happy to get rid of this guy. You know, he gave us everything he had for 17 years. The guy's a Hall of Famer, no question. I just don't get all the hate. You know, is it really just the last couple of years of, oh, maybe he doesn't want to stay, maybe he does? I don't get it.
He's different.
You know, I love the guy. He did so much for us. Won Super Bowl, I get it. You know, should have been more. But you know what? One is a lot more than a lot of other teams have. And if you look at what else is out there, we should have been happy with what we had.
Thank you for the call. Thank you, Alex, in Milwaukee.
Some newer perspective. I think, look,
Aaron Rodgers is different. Like he's not your normal quarterback. He goes against a lot of norms, and I think it's rubbed people the wrong way in many aspects. From COVID to ayahuasca to panchakarma to darkness retreats. Like, he does things that are outside the norm, and people are scared of things that they don't understand. And as soon as he stopped becoming, I think, the everyday Wisconsinite, relatable, like, you know, we'd like to drink lots of beer and go hunting. And like, as soon as he lost that relatability with the Packer fan, I think people started to turn on him a little bit easier.
800-990-ESPN, 800-990-0-3776. Teddy in Watertown, welcome into Scalzo and Bruss, presented by Michelob Ultra. What do you got today?
Hey, guys. I would love for Goody to do a patented trade out, trade back in the first round and get another first round pick for next year. Because I think if it kind of hedges his bets a little bit where, you know what, maybe if Love isn't all that he's cracked up to be, he can maybe use a couple of those first-rounders to trade up. Or if Love shows a little bit of potential, maybe you move up and you get a Marvin Harrison Jr. or you just get him a whole bunch of weapons in the first round. I think as far as the trade goes, I don't think they could have done any better. I mean, even if they would have done the trade a little bit earlier in the process, I don't think, because I'm considering that second pick's probably going to be a first next year. I mean, as long as Rodgers doesn't break his collarbone, we're probably getting a first out of it. So, I mean, I think it's a second, a first, and a pick swap up to 13. I don't know what they could have done any better. All right, I'll hang up.
Thank you, Teddy in Watertown. Nobody knows if they would have done better. I think they certainly could have put themselves in a better position this offseason, whether it would have just been avoiding the dramatics and the fact that you lost out on any potential free agency or team building to actually happen. Or if you could have gotten more bidders involved, which to me ultimately drives a higher price tag. But look, from where they were at this point, they benefited greatly from the cold feet of the New York Jets. 800-990-ESPN, 800-990-3776. Again, 800-990-ESPN, the number to get into the show. I want to give a quick shout out to American Family Insurance and fam.com to find your local American Family Insurance agent. The Packers drafted Jordan Love in order to have a little insurance, and here they are saying it's time to move on from Aaron Rodgers and we're taking care of. The best part about American Family is you get to work directly with a local agent so that you will be taken care of no matter what happens to your home. If you're a first-time homeowner getting ready to be a first-time homeowner, they not only help you on the front end with a digital home quoting tool so you can build your own policy, they design policy specifically for you as a first-time homeowner. The best part about it is when you inevitably have to make a claim, you have an agent there every step of the way. I work with Katie. Anytime I have a question, boom, just call her office, and I'm able to talk to somebody that I know, not talking to a nameless, faceless 800 number being put on hold left and right. Remember, when you protect both your home and auto with American Family, you can save up to 28%. Back in 2 minutes to talk with you, the Scalzo and Bruss family, Aaron Rodgers traded. It is Scalzo and Bruss presented by Michelob Ultra.